Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Welcome back, everyone, as we now roll into today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation. John Gray, CEO of RV Share, is about to join us on our show hotline, and we're sponsored by Colette.
Take off for a tour with Colette because they are the best in guided travel since 1918. Choose itineraries across all seven continents, and Colette makes travel easier for you because they take care of all the details no matter where you're going. Each tour includes a tour manager, accommodations, transportation, great meals, and more, and all of this adds up to Colette being a company that travelers can really trust.
You know, these expertly planned trips blend must-see sites with local experiences, creating unforgettable memories along with ample free time, and I'm talking about places like Italy, Australia, Africa, Canada, the U.S., the Caribbean, and more. Join us, visit Colette.com for more info to book your travels, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, whether your interests involve luxury motorhomes or cozy camper vans, RV Share has you covered, as they're the largest online community for RV renters and for owners. John Gray is their CEO, having joined the company back in 2018. He's waiting to connect with us for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Well, good morning, John. Nice to connect with you. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to have you aboard with us. Since it's your first time, I'm going to set some things up for the audience. You know, on this program, we engage all top sectors of travel and many others. And we're talking airlines, hospitality, car rental, cruises, I mean, various destinations, theme parks, tour operators. You know, I could go on and on. But RV, camping, outdoor adventure, we also cover that as well. Back on our March 11th live broadcast, KOA's CEO Toby O'Rourke was here. Jeff Cavins with Outdoorsy checked in on the March 25th live show. And even National Parks' Donnie Ledbetter joined us during our April 22nd live show. So we do try to cover it. You're talking right now to the largest group of travelers in the country. The show is heard on 515-plus stations across the USA. So I'd like for you to talk with us about the significant growth that RV Share has experienced since you joined as CEO over 5 years ago now, and talk about the size and scope of offerings available to travelers on your platform.
Sure. So the growth has been pretty tremendous. I mean, the big accelerant, of course, was the pandemic, but this was a business that, you know, RV Share turned 10 this year, and it was a business that's been growing quite quickly throughout that entire time. You know, basically just taking people who want to go on an RV trip and connecting them to somebody who has an RV and wants to turn it into a second source of income, you know, similarly to an Airbnb or a Vrbo. And, you know, that's kind of what we've been focused on doing and what we've been focused on building. We're now to the point where we've done over 4 million nights in RVs. And, you know, so we've kind of produced some scale that way. The growth has been, you know, pretty dramatic. And then when you take into account things like the pandemic, where the things that are wonderful about RVing, having your own space, a place to cook, sleeping outside under the stars with your family, we're kind of cast into a highlight because of the pandemic itself. And, you know, those are things that people have now remembered. They still want to spend time with their family. We're now coming into an economic crunch, and so people tend to do more drive-to travel. So that's kind of continued the growth of the space. So, yeah, we've seen pretty tremendous exponential growth in the 10 years.
John, clearly the travel industry has been a fixture of your career. You were part of the founding team at HomeAway, which I'm sure many listeners will know. That's the vacation home rental site, for those of you who don't know, before joining RV Share in 2018, as Robert said. I'm curious to know what you learned at HomeAway that you brought with you to RV Share, and what is it about these type of business models that you think deliver really good value for both renters and for owners?
I mean, so much that I learned at HomeAway and Vrbo has kind of transferred over to RV Share. The main piece of it is that there is oftentimes a better way to travel, and that traditional means of travel don't necessarily suit it. I mean, if you go back 20 years or, you know, 25 years to before, you know, Vrbo and businesses like that existed, there would, you know, if you were traveling with a large group, you were renting several hotel rooms. You were not going to stay in a house that had its own kitchen and had, you know, a great view and all this sort of stuff. And now we just think second nature that you would use a Vrbo or an Airbnb to book a place like that. RVs are much the same way, just in an earlier stage of their life. If you're doing a national park trip and you don't own an RV, you know, but you want to travel to 3 or 4 national parks within a week, an RV is the absolute best way to do it. And people don't necessarily know that yet. So the part that is really synonymous between the two businesses is there's a better way to do this trip type, and we are helping to bring that better way to the mass market. So that's the part that I think has been most consistent across the two businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things, too, that I wish I had done differently there that we've corrected at RV Share. And
well, it always helps in business. Right. You get the second opportunity and you try not to make the same mistake twice. That's the definition of success there. You know, one of the things that we appreciate about RV Share is you're not just a conduit or a facilitator, if you will, that links owners and renters. You also do offer full customer service. There's 24/7 roadside service that's available. You have rental and trip insurance. You know, how much of these offerings have they rounded out your business and really fueled the growth that allows you to have so many units on the site today?
Well, I think at the end of the day, with a new emerging category of travel, the first consideration for most people is trust. You know, most people have stayed in a Marriott, they've stayed in Hilton, they know what they're going to get when they show up to pick it up. Most people have not rented an RV, and they've certainly not rented an RV from a peer-to-peer marketplace. So, you know, when they show up at someone's house, they want to, you know, to pick up an RV, they want to know that they're going to get a walkthrough, a test drive, you know, customer support, insurance, things like that to back up the purchase. And that's where, you know, we've kind of come in to build out those things. And I don't think our growth would have been possible without building, you know, kind of trust into our network.
So, John, it seems pretty straightforward. I'd still love for you to walk us a little bit through the process. So let's say Robert and I owned, my wish list would be a 2023 Class A diesel Thor motor coach worth around $400K, or maybe a more modest 2023 Class C. These are really popular, the Winnebago Mini Winnies. They're about $100K. Let's say we list either of them or anything in between. Folks begin to rent it. I have a couple of questions. I'm curious, do we set the rental price? If it's damaged, who pays to fix it? And can an owner limit where the units are taken and driven?
So a lot of questions there. So I'll go through them one at a time. So First one is you do get to set the price. You know, RV Share can give you some guidance on that if you need it. But the price is entirely set by the owner. Also, the availability is entirely set by the owner. If there's weekends that you want to use it, then you can mark it as booked and not use those weekends. So that's another thing. Like, we want you to be in full control of your RV when it's on our platform. If there's damages, there's typically a security deposit that is withheld to pay for damages under the insurance deductible, and then insurance takes care of any damages above that deductible. And again, when somebody is booking on RV Share, they're booking their protection products that cover physical damage, liability, and all those types of things at the same time. And then the last question was, can you limit where the RV goes?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. I mean, you know, someone can not follow your limit, of course,
but they
typically do. Many people use tracking on their RVs to know geographically where it is. And, you know, it's not something we really see a problem with that much.
Yeah.
I'd say largely what you see in the sharing of RVs is a community. RVers are a wonderful community of people who love to share outdoor experiences, and they love sharing their RVs with other people. And people are generally very respectful of the fact that, you know, the person is sharing this asset with
and
them.
Taking a great
trip.
Well,
we agree with that. You know, we've done some RV trips in the past. The community factor, I 100% agree with.
Such a strong community.
So I want to go this direction with you. Here we are on May 13th, the 2 weeks. It's Memorial Day. The holiday weekend will be here. We all call that the unofficial start of summer. I saw before the show today that RV Share is offering travelers a special offer. Essentially, for anyone booking before the end of May, you're providing free national or state park passes. So we know that the national and state parks have been they've certainly experienced record numbers in recent years, and a lot of it has to do with what's been going on in the world. But explain how this promotion works and what it's going to do for travelers renting with you.
Yeah, so basically you can come on the site, rent an RV before the end of May, take your RV trip, and then you know, basically you keep your receipts from your national parks and your state parks, and we will then rebate that amount of money up to what it would cost for an annual pass at the state park, which is, or at the national parks, which is $80.
All right.
So that's, I mean, it's a pretty simple program. You just, you know, save your receipts, send them in, and we'll send you the money that you paid for it.
Okay.
You know, national parks are a great thing to get out there and see. One of the things that we kind of learned, I think, collectively as a travel industry during the pandemic is that state parks are almost as good, and they're oftentimes a lot closer. And you know, especially this summer, they're a lot less crowded.
Yeah, they don't get the fanfare, but we would agree with you on that as well. We were just down in Myrtle Beach and had a chance to see a couple of the state parks there. And again, really terrific. So, John, listen, this goes by very quickly on the show. We enjoy the first check-in with you. We look forward to future check-ins, so don't be a stranger. And we thank you very much for being part of today's show and the Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, John. Thanks.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, there goes John. RV Share, folks. Listen, if you have a RV or camper experience, you know, that you'd like to share with us, or maybe a travel question or a comment on the show, well, connect with us anytime at rmworldtravel.com/contact.
I think renting is just a great way to try it out, the lifestyle and the vehicle itself.
Exactly.
Great.
You don't have all that liability.
No.
And if you don't like it, okay,
exactly.
Move on to boating or something.
Great way to try it.
All right, as we pause for this quick sponsors break, 8 more segments are still coming your way today. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.